need Omni Delta now.
Okay, Gordy, how would you like a hydrogen purge this morning?
Let me make sure.
Houston 17.
17, we do want the hydrogen purge, go ahead.
Okay, hydrogen purge is in process. Doesn't believe it, bus collection container assembly, serial number 5725, is about to hold in it. Fortunately, with a lot of dexterity, it was able to put a piece of tape over the hole.
Okay, guess that's why we send men into space.
Right. While the purges are going on here, I mentioned a little while ago I looked at the Earth through a Polaroid colored glass again and had a full view of Africa, and it appeared as if in the red and yellow portions of Africa that the land areas darkened considerably more than those areas that are green or foliated. That would be the central portion. That is, they darkened with the handle on the lens oriented north-south rather than east-west.
Roger.
Still do not show as marked a contrast as to the ocean.
Like Omni Alpha.
Bridge is complete. Heater's going off.
Roger.
Possibly the showers associated with the intertropical convergence over Africa are moving as far south as Johannesburg right now. It's quite a distinct change from even an hour or so ago, a couple hours ago. They're down into an area where presumably they're not normally found if vegetation indications are any criteria. And also in the Atlantic, South Atlantic near Gough Island, there seems to be a possible storm developing as part of what is probably now a fairly weak front. And whether or not that will develop into anything and move in towards Cape Town is hard to say at this time.
Roger, Jack. Omni Bravo, please. Jack, it's Houston. We call you mentioning the purge complete and the heater's off. We just wanted to be sure that you did leave the H2 purge line heaters on for 10 minutes after terminating the purge. Over.
Thank you, Gordy. I turn them back on.
Okay. Well, that was a combination effort by John Aaron and Charlie Dumas.
Wow, you got a real powerful team there.
You bet.
Hey, you really ought to get him a cup of coffee, though, sometime this morning.
We need Omni Charlie, Jack. Well, we got the first team on, the gold team, your LOI and landing team, and the LEM guys are Merritt and Thorson. Magician.
I'm sorry, Gordy, you clipped off the first again.
Merlin Merritt, the magician.
Oh, yes, of course.
He says he doesn't think anybody understands Thorson.
Well, we're sure looking forward to having the chance to make those guys work a little bit.
They say, well, Merlin says he is too. I don't know about Thorson. He's out of the room at the moment.
He's probably spilling coffee and spam.
Right. We need Omni Della now.
For some reason, it's a lot easier to tell the difference between the Antarctic continent and the ice pack.
Roger. Morning.
Maybe the glancing sun is picking up the breaks in the ice pack and giving it a different appearance.
Much.
The continent itself, all you can see are very, what appear to be very gentle differences in, or subtle differences in shading. Possibly indicating rolling relief due to a photometric darkening along the as a function of local phase angles.
Copy.
Except maybe for the area just, even there, it's hard to, it looks like the whole visible continent is clear of clouds this morning. Possibly some, clouds just east of, the Ross Sea, which is just coming into view, I think.
Gotcha.
I know we don't have many listeners in Antarctica, but it looks like they're having a exceptionally fine day over the portion of the continent we can see.
Gotcha.
That weak front I mentioned in the South Atlantic stretches from the apparent storm center around Gough Island. I'm not sure about that pronunciation either. up just to the coast of South America from Brazil, where it reaches its maximum eastward extent.
Gotcha.
Our sub, our zero phase point for the spacecraft is in the middle of the South Atlantic, and it's moderately bright, although there is no central bright point at all. Fairly large area, but moderately bright. The seas down there may be moderately choppy or rough this morning.
Okay. Go.
Okay, Gordy, you might say, before you start your sentences, because you're clipping your first word. The question I had was, the pan camera, we're on 1-6 in the experiment checklist, and need your word on whether you want the pan camera off at this time. Self-test off.
Stand by. We'd like you to leave it in heaters.
Okay, we're leaving it in heaters. Fox TV, this is Cyan.
Roger. I'm
turning the IR on.
Okay. Jack, we'd like on the Alpha. Okay, you're readable, fair amount of noise.
Hello, Houston, how do you read?
Jack, this is Houston, you're clear with considerable noise, over. Apollo 17, Houston, still reading you with a lot of background noise, so. Houston, weak but readable.
Okay, we'll have you up on the high gain pretty soon. I'm turning the IR on.
Roger, 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 IR on. We copy IR on, over. America, we'll take the high gain now. Pitch minus 15, yaw 188, over. America, Houston, let's try the high gain now. I see you're moving it. Minus 26 and 199.
Okay, I think we've got a main low block now on the high gain. How do you read?
You're loud and clear, Jack. It looks good here.
Hey, Gordy, let me keep going here. I did not turn the IR on. I thought you said something. IR is going on now.
Okay, what I said is Roger, IR on.
mapping camera going to standby.
Okay, standby on the map camera. Roger, we're still locking up on the data. We'll give you a cue. Okay, Jack, you have our cue for pan camera power to power.
Okay, pan camera going to power. Okay, Gordo, we're in the sim bay door jet attitude.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, 84 hours, 6 minutes ground elapsed time. Present distance from the moon.
The band camera power is going to boost.
Roger.
Velocity 3,763 feet per second. Next major maneuver is lunar orbit insertion, which presently is scheduled for 88 hours, 54 minutes, 22 seconds, ground elapsed time. Total delta V, or change in velocity, which would be retrograde, of 2,988 feet per second. Service propulsion system engine. Burn time of 6 minutes, 38.08 seconds. Earth is 206,059 nautical miles behind Apollo 17. We've locked up on the high-gain antenna at this time, so we should have fairly good communications all the way through the Simbay door jettison and until the spacecraft passes behind the moon prior to the lunar orbit insertion maneuver, which now is some 4 hours and 37 minutes away, roughly. At 8407, standing by live on air ground, this is Apollo Control.
Oh, down there. Okay, Houston, I'm in box now. Do you read?
Yes, sir. You're loud and clear.
Okay, I'm panel 181. A logic power, main A, main B, circuit breakers are closed.
Roger.
Okay, logic power number one is going to jet. Number two to jet. Standing by for your go, Houston.
Okay, stand by. America, your go to get the Simbay door.
Okay, Jack, let me know when you got the camera ready. Okay, Houston, you said we are go to jet the Simbay door a little early, huh?
Well, stand by. Maybe we're backing down here. Stand by 1 second.
Okay.
America, once again, your go to jet the door, and you can do it early if you wish.
Okay, Gordo, we'll do it on Ron's mark down there.
Okay.
Hey, Houston, you know, this attitude has the sun right into window 5, and probably going to be on the lens of the camera. I'll try to shade it the best I can, but I don't have an awful lot of hope for these pictures.
Roger.
Yeah, I think we're probably stuck with it, Jack, because we need to be in this right attitude for the clearance. Yeah. Okay, Lindor Jet, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, set. Oh, I got a good bang. Can you see it, Jack? Houston, there it goes. I got it out the hatch window. It looks like it was a clean jet. It's rolling and pitching and yawing slightly. There's a lot of garbage that came out with it. Can you take a picture, G?
Sounded good.
Okay, did you get to where we got a clean jet?
That's right, Gino. Sounds good.
Okay, the door is moving. The door is moving directly away from us. Mostly rolling. And it looks like it was a very clean, clean separation.
Okay. Roger.
And it's rotating but about the long axis. Yeah, rotating about the long axis. Based on the garbage that I sent went with it was just a small amount of out of debris, I'm sure, around the ceiling pyro area. There was one, about a 4 foot length piece of, 1 or 2 inch tape like material that also went out with it.
Roger, Gene.
Okay, what do we do with these logic fire switches? Don't they go back to off then? Door jets off then? Okay, going to deploy retract on number one. Deploy retract on number two. Fuel cell react valves are normal. I'm sort of glad we had those in latch. Yeah, me too, because that's a pretty good bag.
You've loaded the wrong pitch angle there in now 22.
Well, I got 10 degrees loaded. That's what we got copied down here as a change.
Maybe it's our mistake. Let us check here, Gino.
Okay, we got 320.010 and 324, and before I go into the maneuver, I'll roll right about 12 degrees.
Bad call, Gene. You're right.
spectrometer is going to go on here. Mark it.
Roger. Mark the UV.
Okay, and the IR will be off on your cue.
Okay, Jack, that'll be 12 or 15 minutes from now.
Okay, just give us a call. Okay, the 100-watt O2 heater circuit breaker is coming open.
Okay, Jack.
O2 heaters 1 and 2 going to auto and 3 off.
Roger.
Okay, Gordo, we'll wait till 50 past the hour and pick up the left CF Delta P. We're still reading 0.6.
Roger, that sounds good.
And we're in the process of maneuvering, and I guess I'll start to see if I can't get you some biomed.
Okay.
I don't know whether you're were watching the LMB on the door jet. Did you see a jet on my heartbeat?
Well, we'll check the data here, Jay.
I guess I was remembering erroneously 15's comment that it was very quiet, but of course Ron reminded me they were in the suits.
Okay, Jack, John Young was talking about the same thing here, but we didn't see anything on your EKG.
How stable can you get? And Houston, 17 here, Mag Bravo, Bravo, is indicating 76% now, 76% full.
Okay, Ron.
And, Gordo, we are watching the 8-ball.
Roger, we're keeping an eye on it, too. America, we'd like the high gain to auto, please.
Okay, you've got it to auto. I think we may have made a new discovery about microphones up here.
Oh, is that right? What's that?
Bernie, it looks as if you can improve your voice quality by putting fingers over the end of the mic boom. At least that works on the intercom.
How about that? America, Houston, we're ready for the IR to off.
Okay. Okay, IR coming off, mark it. Hey, Gordy, who's operating the trench in front of you today?
Okay, it's the LOI and the descent team, Presley, Green, and Dietrich.
A trio of musketeers, if I ever heard of one.
Right.
All they lack is a French accent.
A New York accent's about the best they can do.
I wasn't going to exercise any value judgment, Squirty.
Jack, this is Houston. I have a preliminary LOI pad anytime it's convenient.
Okay, Gordy, I'm just checking to see if I could find the moon, and I still can't see it out there. I'll be with you in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Gordy, go ahead.
Okay, this is a preliminary LOI, SBS/GNN. 66361 plus 121 minus 012 08854-2271. Minus 27988. Plus 10457. Minus 00373. Attitude is all zeros. HA is 01701 plus 00525 29880 638 29817 Sexton Star 45 2521 135 Foresight Star and all the rest is NA. GDC Aligned Stars, Sirius and Rigel. 1-2-2-3-5-4-0-0-0. Knowledge none. Remarks, Lem White. 3-6-3-1-2. And single bank burn time is 651. Go ahead.
Okay, preliminary LOI, SBS GNN, 66361 plus 121. Minus 012-0885-4-2271 minus 27988 plus 10457 minus 00373 all zeros, all zeros, all zeros 01701 plus 00525 29880 638-29817 452521-135 Set stars are Sirius and Rigel 1-2-2-3-5-4-0-0-0 No LH Lim weight is 36312 and single bank burn time is 651
One correction on the ignition time The seconds are 2277.
Okay, 2277.
That's affirmative, otherwise good readback. Okay, Ron, we caught that, and if you're looking for the moon, according to our figures here, it should be visible out window number one, about 30 degrees off the Borsite axis. All right.
Okay, got you. I'll try again.
America Houston, I'm ready with a TEI 4 pad anytime it's convenient.
Stand by. Okay, Gordy, I'm ready for a TEI 4 pad.
Okie doke. It's TEI 4, SBS / GNN. 400090. Plus 050. Plus 117. Ignition time is 09720. 4745. 981 plus 20048. minus 2 niner 5 1 1 minus 1 5 4 7 3. Attitude will be 202 083 312. Rest of the pad is NA. GDC aligned stars are Sirius and Rigel. 133 200 030. LH, 4 jets, 12 seconds. And remark number 1, burn undocked. Number 2, assumes no DOI. Number 3, assumes landing site rest mat. Number 4, with the LOI rest mat, your attitude will be roll 180, pitch 220, yaw 38, correction, yaw is 338, over.
Okay, TEI 4, SPS GNN, 40090, plus 050, plus 117, 097, 204745, plus 20048, minus 29511, minus 15473, 202. 083 312. Rest of pad NA, Sirius and Rigel, 133 200 030. 4 jets, 12 second ullage. Remark 1, burn undocked. 2, no DOI assumed. 3, landing site rest mat. 4, LOI rest mat attitude 180 220 338. Over.
Okay, that's a good read back. America, Houston, if you give us accept, we'll pump up a state vector, a preliminary state vector, and a verb 66, preliminary target load, and an LOI rest mat. Over.
Okay, Houston, do you have it? Dennis America, how do you read the commander on Biomed?
Stand by, I'll take a look here. America, Houston, looking at the O2 pressures, we think maybe tank 3 iso valve got jarred closed. Would you check the barber pole over on paddle 278? If it's barber pole, would you reopen the valve?
Gordy, we checked that. I'll check it again. We checked it right after the jet. Gordy, it's gray. Would you like me to cycle it?
That's affirmative, Jack. Go ahead and cycle it open.
Okay, that's been done.
Roger. America, Houston, it's your computer. You can go back to block.
Okay, we're back to block. And the Delta V test, got a minus 22.0. And I'm running a bias check right now.
Roger. America, Houston. The biomed looks good on all three of you.
Okay. And the no bias check on a plus 100, it went to 100.4. I'm working on a minus now.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, Ron.
The emergency cabin pressure regs are off.
Roger.
Gordy, the left tunnel valve is in left press and equalization valve is closed.
Roger, and was it a 6/10 delta P when you started this, as before?
That's firm. It was 6/10, and now it's down to what we've been seeing at is about 0.1.
Roger.
Okay, Gordy, we're changing mags on the EL camera, and mag November is being stowed with 59 frames on it, or 59 frames used, 159.
Okay, Jack, copy.
can record that as the second commander's P-52 that came up all balls.
Okay, we'll get a hard copy. Okay, we got the 93s. You're clear to torque.
Okay, Gordo, there's the gyro torque angles.
Okay, we're copying them down. Stand by. Okay, Gino, Tarkham.
This is Apollo Control at 85 hours, 45 minutes, ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 17. Presently 7,900 nautical miles out from the moon and approaching at 4,009 feet per second. We're still about 3 hours and 8 minutes away from lunar orbit insertion maneuver, which will place the Apollo 17 spacecraft into a 52 by 170 nautical mile lunar orbit. Earlier today, Gene Cernan asked Mission Control for suggestions concerning his gas symptoms. A decision has been made for the flight surgeon to consult privately with Cernan to discuss these symptoms. There is no indication that this situation will have any effect on the progress of the mission. A summary of the conversation will be released shortly. Meanwhile, for distance back to Earth, Mother Earth stands some 208,068 nautical miles behind Apollo 17. We have 2 hours and 56 minutes remaining until the first loss of signal as Apollo 17 passes behind the moon. 3 hours and 7 minutes and 50 seconds until ignition on the lunar orbit insertion maneuver, which presently is scheduled for a ground elapsed time of 88:54:22. Total burn time on the SPS engine of 6 minutes 38 seconds for a total velocity change in retrograde of 2,988 feet per second. At 85:47, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 85 hours, 50 minutes, ground elapsed time. Here in the control center, the flight dynamics officer, Jay Green, just passed up to the flight director, Neil Hutchinson, the latest predicted figures for the S-4B impact. Present predictions on time are for the S-4B to impact at ground elapsed time of 89 hours, 39 minutes, 43.4 seconds. Coordinates of the impact are predicted to be 4.12 degrees south latitude by 12.22 degrees west longitude. 3 hours and 3 minutes to lunar orbit insertion ignition. 2 hours, 51 minutes until Apollo 17 passes behind the moon for the first time. Distance from the moon presently 7,653 nautical miles. Velocity ever increasing, now 4,032 feet per second. At 85:51, ground elapsed time in the mission of Apollo 17, this is Apollo Control.
America Houston, we've lost the high gain in data. Go on the Alpha. Houston in the blind, go on the Alpha. Okay, Jack, we're reading you now. I heard you say Omni Alpha. Say again the first part.
Roger, we've been reading you. I think you're on VHF, however. Would you like us to reacquire on a high gain?
Stand by. I'll check on that. Okay, Jack, we'd like you to try the high gain at a pitch of minus 29, yaw 17, manual and wide.
Okay, Gordy, we're on the high gain.
Okay, Jack.
How do you read?
I'm reading you, I can read you, but there's still a lot of background noise.
Like VHF would sound, but I'm not sure I believe it.
Jack, we just commanded normal voice. We'd like you to try a normal acquisition, go auto and narrow on the high gain.
Okay, picked it up, auto and narrow.
Okay, you're loud and clear now.
Okay, Gordy, you said that you had to command normal voice. Did we get a spurious command in there some way?
Okay, we did all that ourselves to establish voice through Ascension. No problem. Over.
Okay, Gordy, how did you reach us when you finally started calling?
Stand by. Jack, we didn't do anything to cause the problem there. We were uplinking through Madrid and downlinking through Ascension. Did you see anything on board that could have caused the loss of luck?
No, sir. We had good signal strength. It wasn't peaked for the high gain. It was more like an omni signal strength, about 70%. And we called you several times after the switch in lines. And then finally you came through clear, but with some background noise, it sounded like VHF. I presume it wasn't, no. And when you called, I went to Omni Alpha with no change in signal strength, still about 70%. And you were still coming up the same way and apparently didn't hear us. And then the high gain, with high gain acquisition, it's been pretty clear.
Okay, that's the way that story is the way it sounded to us. And we're looking around here to see if we can figure out a reason for our loss here.
Okay, and I'm ready to pressurize the SBS if that's what you want.
Okay, let me make sure here. Okay, Jack, we're ready for it.
Okay, you want me to just use SPS even valve 1?
That's affirmative. Reading 184 oxidizer and 185 fuel.
I got a question for you.
Shoot.
I'm just wondering if I'm showing about 85 amps, and is that a good normal power load with, I presume the O2 heaters are on now?
Just a second, we'll check that. ACOM says the heaters are on, and that's the normal load.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. Houston 17.
Go ahead.
Roger, we've got about an hour sitting around here. We can go to White Dead Man if you want. If you'll remind me to go back to Darrell again when we need to.
Let me check on that.
Might save a teacup full of fuel.
Ron, we suggest just staying where you are on the dead band. There's no problem on fuel.
Okay, mighty fine, Gordo. Thank you.